Nothing seems to be raining on the Shaw Festival Parade these days. It's had its final five openings, a lineup that seeks to offer something for everyone. The new shows are Mrs. Warren's Profession by George Bernard Shaw, The President, a farce, A Little Night Music, Stephen Sondheim's lilting musical. Stephen Sondheim writes lilting musicals, Lynn Slotkin?
Believe it.
Oh, my. Okay, I'll ask you about that. Balmoral by Anne-Marie MacDonald, or Balmoral, and After the Dance, rarely performed by Terrence Rattigan. Lynn Slotkin, you just heard me say hello to her. She took in all this on a long weekend and is here to tell us about it.
Hi, Kevin.
So a lot of theaters, we've talked even when you and I were chatting last week about Stratford, having some trouble putting those bums in some seats.
Yes.
How have they managed to do it? Staying true to their mandate,
they're true
for
to their main. They're true to their mandate. Here's the mandate. It's to produce the plays of George Bernard Shaw and his contemporaries, and also produce new plays that deal with that time period. Time period of Shaw, 1856 to 1950.
Thank God he lived
94
a long time.
Years. Thank God.
It's a big window.
Oh, it certainly is. So Shawgoers are used to seeing quality plays, be they familiar or not, and they are up for the challenge if it's not. That's what I find interesting. Couple that with fine productions and audiences come for some bizarre reason. Of the five shows I saw recently, the theaters were either packed or close to it.
Oh, great.
You know, I can assume that new audiences are being attracted by you know, because of the shows, because of all of these packed houses. Granted, two were openings, so that means everybody, it's always packed because you got friends, you got agents, you got people who are, you know, there because they want you to
usually
be good.
The ones that laugh at the right spots.
That's
are louder
right.
than the people who even do find it funny.
Tell me about it. Exactly. So that was Mrs. Warren's Profession. Shaw deals with the tricky question of how Mrs. Warren makes her living. Well, you know, prostitution. Excuse me. The woman had to make a living when she was younger, and she was getting poor jobs, you know, McDonald's, that kind of business. So she went into prostitution. She made a lot of money. She put her kid through school. And when her daughter Vivi found out that she was, that her mother did all of this through prostitution, Vivi, a woman of the world, strong-willed woman, said that was okay. But then Vivi sort of turned on her mother when she realized that Mrs. Warren, bless her, was still in the business, but this time as an entrepreneur. In other words, she had a lot of brothels in Europe. Hmm. So I love that kind of juxtaposition. I love that argument. I love the debate that Shaw brings up. It's Shaw at his prickliest.
He loves to take those little things at
he
morals.
Does. That
and
little vegetarian man, boy, I tell you, he really does. So that's
one opening.
That's Shaw. Now, then we have Anne-Marie MacDonald's scintillating play, Balmoral, which is an examination of the pragmatic world of science versus the esoteric world of the arts. And there's also mystery involved in this play as well. So it's loaded with MacDonald's wit, brains, imagination, and sharp, sharp humor.
Okay, two for two. Yeah. Briefly, what about the other openings?
We have The President, a farce by Ferenc Molnár. It's an hour-long lunch hour frolic farce about a president of a company has fingers in every pie. He arranges everything. He's always in control. And in this one, he has to take a cab driver and make him into a mover and shaker in business in order to fool his fiancé's parents.
Got it.
We have A Little Night Music, a musical, a lilting, believe it or not, folks, Stephen Sondheim's elegant musical about love, lost love found, and unrequited love eventually requited.
Wow.
Finally, there is After the Dance, a blistering look at a lazy class of spongers in England who drink, gossip, drink, complain, rarely work, drink, and linger.
Sounds like work.
It's fascinating. Fascinating. Fascinating play.
This is high praise. Did they live up to the standard? You mentioned the mandate. There's also a high standard at Shaw. Have they lived up to that?
Impressive. Impressively so. I think The President is a perfect example of why. Written by Ferenc Molnár, as I said, a comedic master. Hungarian, what else? Okay. It's a beautifully and hilariously adapted play by Morwin Brepner. Blair Williams directs this. He's usually known as an actor of the company. This is his first directing job. His chops are incredible. The farce is furious. And it stars Lauren Kennedy as the president. He's a dynamo, talking at breakneck speed without missing a word. Fantastic.
Wow. This is very high praise, Lynn Slotkin.
It is.
You mentioned, too, we talked a little bit about how, in order to do this, you want to get something for everybody. That's part of the Shaw.
Yeah.
Have they done that? Have they achieved
that? I think they have. They've got the musical in A Little Night Music. They've got a farce. They've got Shaw. They've got Little Known Plays. They've got After the Dance by Terence Rattigan, a wonderful playwright of the 1930s, 40s. And this is a heartbreaking play. It's also a fascinating play. And something for everyone, you've got fantastic performances by Goldie Semple in A Little Night Music. You've got in After the Dance, you've got Patrick Galligan, who is elegant, Deborah Hay, who is both bright and heartbreaking as his wife. You've got wonderful performances, interesting, terrific direction, and they all produce this product, I hate to use that terrible word, that's art and entertainment and gets people in, and it deserves to be, you know, it's riches, and there's a lot of riches at the Shaw Festival.
And it sounds like they're paying off with bums in the seats.
Bums in seats. My bum was in their seats.
And it sounded like it was pretty happy.
It was.
Fantastic. Lynn, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Kevin.